Too Small to Fail, written by Maurice Gleitzman. Oliver wanted more. Not squillions of dollars and private jets and solid gold zips on his school bag. Not even his own paintball island in the Pacific or lolly trucks backing up to his place every day. Just more than this. More than standing in a crowded shopping centre trying to have a friendship with a dog through a pet shop window. What Oliver wanted was a black and white streak hurtling towards him across a park and yelping with joy and leaping onto his chest and wagging mud all over him and making his face wet with love. The dog in the pet shop wanted that too. Oliver could see. It was gazing up at him, puddle eyes eager and hopeful, quivering nose making smears on the glass as it tried to snuffle him. Oliver sighed. He'd been trying to explain for days how things were, and the dog still didn't understand. Oliver leaned closer to the window and tried again. "I can't take you home," he said sadly to the dog. "We just have to be friends through the glass." The dog's whole body was quivering like it did every time they met. The strands of newspaper dangling from its ears were jiggling and wobbling with excitement. Oliver could see the dog still didn't get it. He knew why. You couldn't be real friends through glass. Not when one of you was a dog. "This is hopeless," thought Oliver. "I'm not being fair. I'm just hurting us both." He had another thought. Maybe they had to stop meeting like this. Oliver didn't want to. He loved coming here. At school, it was all he could think of, even in art. And anyway, how could you explain to a friend that it was all over when you weren't even allowed into the pet shop because the manager reckoned you were a time waster and a pest? Oliver sighed again. "Nice puppy, that," said a voice. At first, Oliver thought the person standing next to him was a kid. She was only a bit taller than him, and her hair was in a ponytail. Then he saw her grown-up hands. "Yes," said Oliver, "it is." He didn't know how the woman could see the dog properly with her sunglasses on. "I think I'll buy it," said the woman. She went into the shop. Oliver wanted to tell her it was too late. He wanted to yell out that the dog was already sold to a loving owner, but he couldn't, because it wasn't.